And the UN has not found a way to deal with them, unfortunately. I wish it did. And I want to just say for the record, I do not believe that Shimon Peres is a war criminal. And I do believe, and the public backs this up, that he wants a peace agreement. He wants peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Now, he is not the prime minister. He is not Netanyahu. His views are different than Netanyahu. And by the way, on the boycott and the sanctions, I would rather have academics and artists and entertainers and people go to Israel and make the case for peace to the people of Israel in Israeli media, and to support the peace process, and to support those who want to end this insane conflict that has gone on much too long and killed far too many people. These are hard issues. And I'll come back again. My hope, my prayer, strongly believed, is that the Pope's intervention might create a new life for the peace process. I know that Secretary Kerry, who ardently and fervently wants peace, he's been criticized, including recently in the Washington Post, for wanting peace too much. He is ready to try again. And the way to deal with all of these issues is to have Israelis and Palestinians living in peace, freeze the settlements, no more settlements from Israel for any time soon, freeze any acts by the Palestinians that antagonize the Israel, and have negotiations for 90 days to try to resolve this once and for all. And my hope and my prayer, even though it won't be easy and I'm not predicting it, is that when the Pope intervenes, a man of incredible prestige around the world, when he intervenes and calls on them to make peace, we can have more rule of law. We won't have to have people getting sick or dying in hunger strikes. And we can have the young people, the young Palestinians and the young Israelis grow up in a world of dignity and the rule of law for all of them, instead of this idiocy that is hurting everybody right now in the region. So I had some hope that the Pope's intervention might somehow get the peace talks started again. And frankly, the only way to deal with the prisoner issue in the long run completely is to push hard and everywhere for a peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, which the Pope and Secretary of State Kerry are trying against great odds to do.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break, cross over to our Facebook and see what some of our viewers have posted on this subject.
More attention to the persecuted Palestinians, please. No one is doing anything except Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah. The Zionists' day are numbered. Palestinians from all over the world will return to Palestine, inshallah. God will punish the Israelis sooner or later. Palestinians are all terrorists. Israelis could wipe them off the map if they wished, but instead take mortar rounds every day. There is an urgent need to look into the matter to find the UN has ignored it. The UN is a disgrace to humanity. If the United Nations is unable to condemn the cruelty against Palestinian prisoners by the Israeli regime, then there is no need for it to exist. The body should be abolished with immediate effect.
Well, what do you think? Turning to London, why do we not see more aggressiveness coming out of the United Nations in dealing with this subject? And what will it take in order for it to put more pressure on Tel Aviv?
Well, it's very much, the UN is made up of its member states, and really it's for the member states to start to do that. They do it in the General Assembly. After all, that's where the Palestinian status in the UN was upgraded to an observer, non-member state. But it's the United States, really, that is at fault, because it gives Israel carte blanche to do absolutely anything it wants. And if that's an exaggeration, it'll be interesting to hear what the United States has done to stop Israel doing anything. It doesn't. It is the pro-Israeli lobby is strong in the United States, and it has an impact on the American foreign policy. The United States gives Israel $3 billion a year. Imagine the situation of President Obama tomorrow made an announcement that if one settlement unit is announced, that aid would stop. That is pressure. That would be pressure on Israel. Is there a will to do it? That is where we have doubts.
Okay,
we let me turn to
Washington, get Mr. Budowski. So sorry. Mr. Budowski, back in on this. What about that, Mr. Budowski, what our guest in London says? Does the United States basically give carte blanche to the Tel Aviv regime that they can do whatever they want and continue getting the funds from Washington?
Well, the United States is an ally of Israel, but the United States is also expressed, not always effectively, opposition to some Israeli policies, for example, the settlements. I mean, if you look at what President Netanyahu and some members of his very conservative cabinet have said about Secretary of State John Kerry sometimes, there have been members of the Israeli cabinet attacking the American Secretary of State.
With all due respect, you're saying that the United States has not been happy about the settlement. But what has Washington done? Has Washington put pressure on Tel Aviv? Has Washington fined Tel Aviv? What repercussions have Israel suffered, as you say, because the United States has disagreed with some of their settlement policies?
Well, whether one agrees with the U.S. policies or not, what we have been trying to do, the U.S. government, not me, have been trying to reach a peace agreement. Obviously, it has not gone well.
But sir,
obviously,
can you answer that question, please? Can you answer the particular question that I'm asking? What pressure has Washington put on Tel Aviv?
Well, nothing more than moral pressure and, to a degree, diplomatic pressure. And so the answer to your question is you're not going to be satisfied, and I'm not saying you should be, by what they have done from your point of view. What I would like to see right now, today, is Ban Ki-moon has spoken about it. Now, anyone from any country that's a member of the United Nations should go to Ban Ki-moon through the UN, suggest he coordinate with Pope Francis on this and all other issues. Specifically, Ban Ki-moon has talked about the hunger strike and the prisoners, can talk to the Pope about it and coordinate and try to come up with both pressure and diplomacy to bring the rule of law to all people, including, in this case, the Palestinians.
Okay. All right.
So I understand, you know, it's not easy. I wish I had an easy answer, but I don't.
Okay, Mr. Hawash, your take. Mr. Budowski has a lot of hope and that the Pope can help resolve this situation. Are you optimistic when the international, our so-called international community, like the United Nations, have not been able to resolve this situation and seems that they cannot really even put pressure on the regime in Tel Aviv? Are you optimistic that the Pope will be able to do something that the United Nations have not been able to do for more than 60 years now?
No. I mean, let's face it. He wasn't even able to get sovereignty for the Vatican in the building where the history says Jesus had the Last Supper. Okay? This he wasn't even able to do that. And to expect him to solve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is just a non-starter. I obviously hope he continues to pray for everyone. That he can do. And the stronger he prays, the happier I am. But this is about politics. And it is about, your guest from Washington said at the beginning, justice. What we want is justice. What I want is for the Palestinian refugees who were terrorized into leaving their homeland in 1948 to be able, those who want to return to their homes. Then we can have some reconciliation and genuine peace between the Palestinians and Israelis. For that to happen, we need an enlightened Israeli leader. Netanyahu isn't that leader. And there are not a single one, there isn't a single one of these in the current Israeli government.
Have you seen any, let me just jump in.
I feel sorry for the Israeli people. Let me just finish 1 second.
I wanted to talk about the enlightened leadership aspect of it. Have you seen an enlightened Israeli leader at all in the past few decades?
Is this to me in London?
Yes, staying with you, sir.
Well, the closest was Yitzhak Rabin. He was the closest. But unfortunately, he was assassinated, and we've never been able to see whether he would have taken the matter all the way with Yasser Arafat to a peace treaty between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Okay.
The problem we have is that Israelis will not recognize what happened in 1948. They will not apologize for it, and they will not sit down and form a state that will allow everyone to live in peace and prosperity, as our colleague in Washington wants.
Okay, Mr. Budowski, you said that there is some optimism, and hopefully the Pope and others can help solve. If we look at the map of Palestine from 1947, and we look at the current map today, we will see that basically very little exists of what was originally Palestine. Of course, all of it was Palestine at one point in time. But from 1947 on, how do you think that the Palestinians will be able to deal with Israel and to trust the Israelis in actually being able to bring peace, and of course the Palestinians having their own state, when every day they are weeding away at the Palestinian land? As we speak, more and more settlements are being built.
Yeah, and at this moment, the Palestinians will not trust the Israelis, nor do I advise them that they should at this exact minute. What I have written about before, to get to what the gentleman said in London, which I agree with one point he made, I have called for Israel to establish a true unity government that would include the more liberal political parties and the people that support peace in a unity government that's a real coalition. I do not believe that the current government, as it is now constituted, which includes cabinet members who are totally hostile and opposed to any peace agreement, in reality, I don't think it can be done with them. So what I have written before, and I'm on the record about this under my name, is Israel needs a broad, true unity government. I would like to see Ban Ki-moon work with the Pope, work with John Kerry, the Secretary of State, in a worldwide campaign and a campaign with the Israeli people to try to come up with the terms of an agreement on the prisoners and on the land and on everything else.
Okay, I am so sorry to interrupt you, but we are out of time.
That's
I'd
okay.
like to thank both of you for being with us. Out of London, Mr. Kamal Hawash, Vice Chair of Palestine Solidarity Campaign, and out of Washington, columnist of The Hill, Mr. Brent Budowski. And thank you, viewers, for being with us on another debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Good night.